This is the audio soundtrack from a videotape recording. As the video starts, Eckert's sitting on stage, looking at the audience. And the minute and a half of silence that follows is simply him looking at the audience.
No expectancy, not waiting for anything to happen. Being completely present here. We'll be sitting together here for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Simply to allow that state of consciousness that is free of future, free of past, timeless state of simple presence to emerge here within yourself. Because that's why you're here. You didn't come here to be fed new thoughts, concepts, ideas. Perhaps a few signposts, they are useful, but you didn't come here to collect more signposts which say Rome or Mecca or enlightenment and then carry them home and put them in your library or living room. Isn't that a beautiful signpost? Or worship the signpost, a concept, an idea, a thought. We're really here. This is not a normal conference where information is conveyed that you take home. In a way, we're here so that the opposite of that can happen. A relinquishing of concepts and ideas. Ultimately, and that may sound a little bit frightening to the mind, relinquishing thought. What is stillness other than a state of consciousness that is free of noise? This is not some distant goal to be achieved in 10 years' time or in a future lifetime. If this state of consciousness were not emerging in you already, you wouldn't be sitting here. But to the mind and the egoic sense of self, which is a mind-identified sense of self, a mental image, me, my story, my past, my future, that may be a little bit frightening. No thought. Who would I be without thought? That's yesterday we saw Katie ask the question, who would you be without this particular thought? It's all about relinquishing attachment to thinking and ultimately going beyond the compulsive need to think. And what then arises is presence, a state of clarity, simplicity, of simple beingness, a very deep allowing this moment to be as it is. So that is love. That is compassion. That is a deep care, an embracing of whatever is. In other words, embracing life. Saying yes to life. Where's life? Here, now, life cannot exist separately from here and now. So any denial of the now, resistance to the now, running away from the now mentally, always trying to get to the next moment because fulfillment is there somewhere, and you miss this life. And then you reach the age of 85, still looking for something, and you've missed